We're talking with Jill Brown. Jill is the Director of Partnerships and Placement at Northwest Missouri State University.
I oversee our career services office, and then I also go out on the road and visit with a lot of companies and organizations about what it is they're looking for in future employees. And then I figure out ways to plug them in campus. That way they make those connections early and often with our students, so they're not just trying to meet them at graduation, that they've had a long-term relationship with us.
So plugging in to campus actually benefits both sides, right? It benefits employers and prospective employees.
Absolutely. I always equate it to test driving a car. The sooner you have that relationship and you meet that student, the better it is for both parties, because then you figure out very early on what's a good fit and where that match might happen.
And what sort of reaction do you get from the business community when you go out and do these things?
The business community typically loves that opportunity to contribute. They're the ones who are on the front lines who are making those hires. So they always appreciate the opportunity to talk about, here's what we're seeing right now out of job candidates. Here's what could be better. Here's what, you know, is going really well and things along those lines. And it always kind of leads to a fun conversation then about, okay, so here's how you can plug in on campus. So it's not just me telling the students that they're also hearing that from industry and organizations.
And how do the students respond?
The students love it. It's always just a good opportunity for them to just really ask people what it is they do every day. I think a lot of times we have an idea of what job we want or where we want to be when we grow up. But anytime you can actually visit with somebody to figure out how they got there and what it is they did and what it is they like about their work, it's so much more valuable.
And how does it help the students? I mean, in a practical way, what do students get out of that kind of information?
I think the biggest thing students get out of it is sometimes reassurance, because they know they're passionate about their area. But if they have the opportunity to visit with a professional who's actually out there in the world doing those things, getting paid to do those things, it's always kind of a good refresher on, I'm on the right path, I'm doing the right things. Or maybe it's also a bit of a reboot on, okay, I'm doing the right things, but I could be doing more. I could be looking at an internship, a part-time job. They appreciate that kind of advice as well.
Mm-hmm. Does sometimes they end up making some changes in what they're planning to study based on what they learned from employers?
Absolutely. And that's where I always say the sooner they can get involved and get engaged on campus or visit with employers, even attending a career fair. I'm a big advocate for freshmen even coming to a career fair. It's just a good opportunity to learn really early on who it is that commonly hires Bearcats, what it is you're looking for, because then you can make those changes sooner rather than later. Honestly, changing majors is kind of just the nature of the beast a lot of times in higher ed. But the sooner they can figure those things out and get on the right path, the shorter it's going to make their time to degree.
I can remember after college at times thinking, man, I wish I would have spent a little bit more time paying attention to this or that or whatever.
Correct. I always say that college campuses are a plethora of information. We bring in a ton of outside speakers. We bring in all kinds of guests. But I'm not sure even when I was a student, I fully appreciated all that a university was doing, that I didn't always capitalize on those opportunities to network and make those connections.
So what are some of the opportunities that are coming up?
Sure. So the biggest thing we have coming up next would be speed networking. So speed networking was designed to make career day a little less intimidating. So literally, it looks a lot like speed dating. There's employers in a circle. The students are outside of that circle. And every 45 seconds to a minute, we literally ring a bell and the students move to the next employer. So the goal of that is literally just so they practice their handshake, practice those first opening words that come out of your mouth. That way, by the end of the hour time period, they've done it 15 to 18 times and they feel pretty confident going into career day.
So in this particular instance, it's not so much that they gain definite information about a certain industry or that industry. This is just to get practice.
Absolutely. It's practice and that first high level where you meet somebody and you instantly have a connection. It's always interesting because a lot of times, usually even in that 45 seconds to a minute, from an observer watching it, you can tell which students and companies are immediately clicking. And we intentionally design the event so there's time afterwards. That way, if a student does have a great connection with an employer, they have time to go visit with them more. You know, tell me more about your company or organization. And we always encourage the companies to attend to bring all their materials as well.
So did you find that follow-up sort of, that does happen?
Absolutely. Last year was the first time we did this event, and I know for certain it happened with three students, where the company, I know they tracked them down because they asked me for their information to follow up with those students, just because they were so impressed in that initial 45-second kind of introduction.
So maybe the people from the business community who are coming in to do these interviews and take part in this program, there might be a temptation to feel a little bit used as a prop for these students, but actually they're making contacts.
Absolutely, too. Tons of contacts. And that's really the goal of the event, is that it's mutually beneficial. It's kind of a way, I always say, speed networking is not a required event. So the students who are choosing to come to that are already kind of set themselves apart from everybody else that they're actively seeking. They want that experience. So I would argue for an employer participating, you're seeing a very unique group of students who have self-identified. They want to make connections. They want to be better at their networking skills. So I think anytime you can have access to those students, always a good day.
So what sort of advice do you give students to prepare for this?
Absolutely. So we spend a lot of time literally shaking hands. So we spend a lot of time talking about what it takes to make a good first introduction, what it takes to, you know, shake people's hands correctly, what kind of information you should share in an elevator pitch, things along yep. those lines.
I was just going to ask you about an elevator pitch and whether that's something that's still being taught.
Oh, absolutely. I keep joking. We have an elevator in our building. I keep joking I'm going to convert the elevator someday to elevator pitch day and just make everybody give me theirs as they go up and down. I'm not really going to do that, but you know.
yeah. So for people who don't know, the elevator pitch is just really like a 30-second capsule of what you all have to offer.
Absolutely. The premise is, if you got in an elevator with somebody you wanted to work for, what it is you would say about yourself if they said, tell me a little bit about yourself. So as we coach students, we always talk to them about, share a little bit about your background, share a little bit about your current, but then really focus on the future. I want to work here. I want to be in this kind of industry. Because there's very few people that if you shared that with them, they're going to say, oh, that's great, and walk away. Usually they're going to engage you in further conversation.
Yeah, ultimately, what you want to do is leave that employer with the idea that here's somebody who might help my company.
Absolutely. That's the goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you mentioned early on that this speed networking is sort of a warm-up for Career Day. We'll talk about Career Day next as uh-huh. we I continue to visit with Jill Brown. She's Director of Partnerships and Placement at Northwest Missouri State University. All right, we're talking with Jill Brown. Jill is the Director of Partnerships and Placement at Northwest Missouri State University. We talked about speed networking. That's coming up on February 20th, and so it's just around the corner. And that's a sort of a preparation for Career Day coming up on March 6th. Tell us about Career Day.
Sure. So Career Day happens twice a year. The goal behind Career Day, obviously, is to expose students to what those next steps are after college, so those full-time opportunities. But it's also a great opportunity for students to learn about internships that might be available to them as well. So we welcome all employers. We have a large number of employers who attend, whether that be from industry or from school districts, from the nonprofit sector to the government sector, to those looking for graduate school as well. So we definitely are open to anyone attending that event because it's a great opportunity, like I said earlier, to meet those Bearcats throughout all stages of their career and figure out where those good fits are going to happen.
Is it an all-day event?
It is not. So it starts at 8:30 in the morning and concludes at 1. The reason we do that is that way if you're traveling to Maryville and you want to stay and do some interviews, you can just literally do them that afternoon. Given how crazy this winter has been, we decided to go with this approach. That way you're only making one trip to Maryville, especially if you're recruiting from further out.
And what part of the campus is it held on?
So the best part about that is we get to host it now in the Hughes Fieldhouse.
All right.
So that's a new fieldhouse, which makes Career Day a lot of fun because now literally we can lap the track. So in other words, there's never fear about students not getting to your booth because they're literally going to walk by all the booths. Plus, it obviously makes it a whole lot nicer to stand on when you're standing on that nice track as well.
How many businesses are represented?
So we're hoping for this spring to have about 125 to 150 companies or organizations attend.
So that's amazing. That's quite a turnout.
Really. It is quite a turnout. Yeah, so it's a great opportunity. I always say if a student doesn't choose to attend Career Day, that's their loss, really, because if 150 companies and organizations are traveling to Maryville looking to hire you, what's the worst that's going to happen? They offer you a job. I don't think that's a bad day for anybody.
And was this the experience the previous times that you've held it? I mean, do you have this kind of turnout regularly?
We do. We are always looking to grow our Career Day, just trying to bring more people into the Bearcat family and help them understand the unique experience we're giving to our students, which makes them a unique employee for them. So that's usually about the size that we're looking at. Fall's usually significantly bigger. We'll get a couple hundred employers at that event, but we like to grow both those events if possible.
Mm-hmm. And so how many students turn out?
So we have a lot of students attend every single year. So usually in the spring career day, we're going to average anywhere from 750 to 1,500. It honestly, it always depends again on the weather and how that's falling that day. Let's be honest with students. That's probably the biggest hurdle we have sometimes.
So what's the process? How does it actually work?
So when they go into a career day, they're literally going to walk in and check in, and we're going to print a name tag for the student. And then literally the students are just going to walk around the arena in this case, or around the track. So they're going to figure out what companies they want to visit with. Our staff all dresses the exact same that day. That way, if a student is, oh, I only have 20 minutes and I really want to talk to these two companies, point me in their direction. We absolutely can do that. But if a student's more just, I just want to see what's out there, we would say to allocate a couple hours of time, because it will take that long if you actually wanted to visit with folks. And then you just walk up to the employer, you know, and learn a little bit more about them. All the employers who are attending our career day too are also on our website right now. So in other words, if we're out talking to students, we're encouraging them to go ahead and look it up now. See who's coming. Do your homework in advance. That way you can maximize that time.
So with that many students turning out, they're not all seniors.
They are not all seniors is right. I would prefer that a student attends career day, I'd like them to come to all eight if I had my choice, that they'd come every single semester. Because I would argue if you make that good first impression, those employers are going to remember you, and they tend to come back. So in other words, if you have a great first impression as a freshman, I promise that you that when you come back as a junior or senior, usually it's that same recruiter a lot of times, they're going to remember you and they're going to kind of lock that information in.
Plus, you might also find something out about the kind of industries that you thought you were interested in, and maybe industries that you didn't think you were interested in, but now you've talked to some people there, and maybe you want to check it out. Maybe you've got to change your courses a little bit.
Absolutely. And I say, I'm a creature of that same habit. I've been in this industry my entire career, and every year we'll get new companies who come that I'll do my background research on. But if you actually visit with the recruiter and learn more about them, you know, our eyes are constantly open. Usually the statistic is that if you're entering as a freshman, by the time you leave as a senior, 60% of the opportunities as a senior weren't even there as a freshman. So that job market is so dynamic right now. That's why I say I have one of the best jobs, because I'm constantly learning literally every single day.
Well, it sort of it kind of shows in your statistics, doesn't it? I mean, the placement rate at Northwest is pretty good.
It's extremely high, yeah. So we always average around a 97% placement rate.
Now, you've also got a thing coming up called Chat with a Cat.
Exactly.
Sounds kind of interesting.
Right? It's kind of fun to play off of. So Chat with a Cat is a group we meet every Wednesday, and we actually meet in the cafeteria. So we're really targeting that student population that's usually younger, that's kind of brand new to campus. And the goal with that is we bring alums back to just literally have informal conversations. So today will be our second Chat with a Cat. And the goal of that is literally just so a student can sit down with, today it's a city manager of Maryville. Last week it was a superintendent. And just visit about what it is they do. What is they like about their job? What advice, you know, do they have for the students? What do they wish they would have done different in their college career? Trying to just start that networking conversation really early on in their time with us.
So how's it working out with students? Are they showing up?
They are showing up. So it's been kind of a fun adventure. We're hoping that it continues to grow. I always joke in my industry, the best first world problem is we outgrow a space. So that's always my goal that I'm striving for.
Mm-hmm. And the attendees, the people from the business or government community, they like it too?
Absolutely, because I think it's just kind of a different opportunity. A lot of the other events we do are very structured in nature. So they're the speed networkings, the career days. This one is designed more to just literally meet a friend, you know, meet somebody that you can have a conversation with. There's a lot of conversations about mentorship programs and so forth. And I would love it if this grew into that authentically. But my goal is that they establish that more on their own and, you know, continue that relationship, kind of teach kids to fish in a sense along the way.
Did they get a chance for one-on-ones?
Oh, absolutely.
Or do they have to make appointments then for that?
So usually a lot of times that's going to happen more authentically. I mean, anyone who's coming to chat with the cat has pretty much put themselves out there in their contact information. So students who attend, it's pretty easy to follow up with.
Okay. You'd mentioned earlier that you have a thing called a career closet. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So the career closet we opened up late last fall. And the reason we opened it up, there was actually a couple teachers who had already started this kind of authentically in their own classrooms or in tubs in their own buildings. And so when I came into my role, we started having conversations about how could this be more structured? How could this be more organized? We were very lucky that we were blessed a great space on campus to host a career closet. So what it is, it's an opportunity for students to be able to go in and literally shop for clothes for free. So it's all run off a donations. And our goal in doing that is to create one less hurdle for students. So if it's, I can't go to career day, I have nothing to wear, well, we've taken out that hurdle. Or I'd like to get a part-time job, I got nothing to wear, hurdle gone again. So literally, some students come in and they get a pair of shoes. Some get five ties. Some actually get a suit. Some get pairs of jeans. Really, our goal is that we don't ask any questions. Let's be honest, I ask some questions about their career, but we're not asking questions about why they need the clothes or what they're going to do with the clothes. It's more we want them to have one less barrier as they enter the working world.
So these are clothes that are donated by people in business or government or wherever you have hires being made.
Absolutely. We have been so wonderfully blessed by the community. So when we started this in September, honestly, I was hoping for one room worth of stuff. Right now, we're on our third room. And so it's been a wonderful problem to have, in a sense, that we've had so many people come out and donate. But we always need more donations. Since we started the last week of September, I think we've had over 180 shoppers. So yesterday, I had three. So in other words, depending on what those needs are, if they're a student teacher, they need a whole lot of clothes before they go out to student teach. So we're always accepting donations of gently used clothing that's ready to be worn.
Jill, we have about 30 seconds left. Final thoughts?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time. Again, my final thing is, if you're looking to plug in with us at Northwest, by all means, give me a holler. Always happy to visit about what those opportunities might be.
Jill Brown is Director of Partnerships and Placement at Northwest Missouri State University. Jill, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Great to have you here.